Christmas at most retail stores is loud and busy. Blaring Christmas music, surging crowds, festive displays. But last year, commentators like Bill O'Reilly faulted Walmart for not celebrating Christmas with enough enthusiasm.
Big companies like Walmart will not say Merry Christmas in their stores or advertising to cater to 1% of Americans who are insane.
Disgruntled Christian groups took this perceived insult from Walmart to heart. Tim Waldeman of the American Family Association says his group has had enough of the secularization of Christmas.
We don't want to see our country become a secular country in December. We want to see Christmas have its rightful place as the preeminent holiday that it's always been in American culture.
To help restore Christmas to its rightful place, Waldeman's group led a boycott of Walmart last year, which led to a sluggish holiday season for the retailer. This year, Walmart has pledged to make amends to Christian groups to ensure that its stockholders will have a happier holiday season. Jamie Arms of Walmart Media Relations.
Christmas is definitely back at Walmart this year. We've learned our lesson, and this year we are not afraid to say Merry Christmas.
To check up on the progress of this plan, I braved the holiday crowds to visit some Walmart stores during the Thanksgiving week. Based on my experience in these stores, it appears some managers didn't get the memo on cranking up the Christmas spirit this year. I expected massive Christmas displays, loud Christmas music, and of course, a holiday greeting at the front door.
We actually encourage our associates to greet customers with various glad tidings around the holidays, not limited to Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
The closest thing I got to glad tidings at the two stores I visited was a muffled hello from the official store greeter. At neither store was there Christmas music playing over the loudspeaker. The only Christmas music I did find came from a toy display that featured a polar bear and two penguins decked out in Christmas duds. At the second store, the closest thing I could find to Christmas music came in the form of a toy car that seated Santa Claus and two of his reindeer. When I pushed a button, the hot rod jerked up and down to the secular sounds of the 70s hit Lowrider. I wondered if it was just me who was not feeling the Christmas spirit in the store this year, so I asked some of the other customers. Walmart shopper Stacey Bailey felt as underwhelmed as I did. Did you hear anyone say Merry Christmas or
no.
Any Christmas music?
No.
So did you notice any difference this year?
No, I didn't.
This led me to wonder if anybody who boycotted the store last year had noticed a lack of Christmas cheer at Walmart this year as well. As it turns out, none of them did, because none of them showed up to shop this year either. Christian groups instituted another boycott this year after discovering that Walmart recently made donations to several gay and lesbian advocacy groups. Tim Waldeman of the American Family Association explains.
We've asked Walmart to remain neutral in this culture war and not fund organizations that many of your customers would have a real problem with you giving gifts to.
Since Walmart is usually seen as a conservative organization, the donation caught Christian groups off guard. Tim Waldeman describes his reaction to the news.
Very surprised, because Walmart's been a company that promotes traditional values over the years.
Unlike last year's boycott, which lasted throughout the holiday season, this boycott was scheduled just for the days following Thanksgiving. So it remains to be seen whether Christian shoppers and Walmart will be spending the holiday season together this year. Reporting for Annenberg Radio News and wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah, I'm Dan Alvenshine.